Sam's Got Music News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
All you George Michael fans, any in the room here?
Hi.
There's Jody
it's
over
me.
There.
Okay, we
I'm
have
the fan,
a,
it's me.
A Wham documentary coming to Netflix this summer.
Oh, Wham. Okay.
Andrew Ridgely, the only surviving member of Wham.
Well, there were only two members.
I know. Though, too.
He's working with George's estate to put all the information together for this. They haven't given us a date, but a bunch of sites are saying it's going to happen in July. Haven't seen a trailer yet, so as soon as we get that, we'll share it with you.
You know what I'm waiting for?
What?
The George Michael biopic one day.
Who's going to play him?
I don't know if there's a soul special enough. George Michael.
Wow.
George Michael just meant so much to me, especially with the beginning, the end of Wham and the beginning of him, Faith album.
And supposedly in this documentary, they're going to let us know the real reason that they broke up.
Ooh,
yeah, you never really heard that, did you?
Yeah. I mean, George got popular and Andrew really didn't do anything.
I didn't say it.
I didn't either.
Your music
well,
news.
Didn't he harmonize with them in the band? I mean, Well, I think that's...
Okay.
We know whose team Jody's on. Moving on. We know we have the live version of The Little Mermaid coming out this month, and we now have Part of Your World, not from Jody Benson, the original Ariel, but from the new Ariel, Halle Bailey.
Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they
That's a tough name to say, because you think Halle Berry, but it's really Halle Bailey.
Bailey, yes. Halle. Does it great too, and the movie looks beautiful. The trailer looks great for it.
It's beautiful. You have to see it visually. It's incredible.
And I know we joked about this one on Friday, but today it really is May.
It's gonna be May.
I did some digging. I found out where this came from, the original person, and Justin even says, "Yeah, this is the person who started it."
Wait. What came from this song?
The meme. It's gonna be May.
Oh.
Oh, by the way, the reason it sounds like May, it's because it's gonna be me.
Mm-hmm.
Justin has said that the writer of the song, Max Martin, told him, No. Say May like that.
And to so make
that,
it.
That's why he sounds like May.
I've heard about
me.
Different songs when they've tried to sing it. When you sing things a certain way, it makes it sound weird.
Yeah, he was told to sing it that way.
Yeah.
This girl was a junior in college. Her name is Kiana Davis, and she was mm-hmm. making up her monthly calendar of stuff to do in April. And as a joke at the end, she put a little meme with "It's going to be May" for all her friends. Ha 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 ha! And boom, took off.
Wow. Just so like that?
She's the one. Justin says, yeah, thank you very much for doing that.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider at 6:20.
Coming up next, though, wedding etiquette that you can forget because it's old and tired. Wedding etiquette that is old, it is tired, and it is time to say no thank you. And actually, couples are doing this without a second thought anymore.
Good. Weddings have always been that. You know,
same old predictable
step one,
thing.
Step two, step three, step four.
Well, they used to be. The more that we have gone to weddings, and so I would say in the last 10 years, Murphy, there has often been something that's so cool and different. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as a guest, surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. But do it your way. It's your wedding. I really believe that.
But also don't make this go on for 2 hours.
That's Sam's
wedding. I have a reception to get to. Free food, please.
Of course.
Okay, so one thing that can, you know, go out of the window and has for a long time, brides don't have to wear white any. That tradition is old. Apparently, it started with Queen Victoria in 1840 when she wore white. And everybody was like, oh, that must be what we're supposed to do. And I've seen the black wedding dresses, too. And I,
ooh,
yeah, they're crazy. It's crazy to see. It's so awkward at first, but they're beautiful. Uh-huh. If you like fashion.
So was it a tradition simply because it's white, pure, whatever?
Yes, I mean, it's a purity thing, right?
But
mm-hmm. Wear what you want. You're the bride.
I love the creativity now in the fashion.
White is supposedly still, if the bride is wearing white, though, and if you learn that, you really, especially the women, should supposedly not supposed to wear white. But, you know, I think do what you want. The other thing is about the green, the money.
Oh.
It used to be the tradition that the bride's family paid for everything for the wedding. And that's not necessarily true anymore.
Well, thank God that's changed.
Especially since you have two daughters,
right? That's right.
That doesn't mean that this doesn't still happen sometimes.
Okay.
Depends on how traditional a couple you're dealing with.
Yeah.
But
it's time to be untraditional.
I was gonna say, it depends on what boyfriend they choose.
These, look, and lately, couples are paying for their own weddings. Mm-hmm. They're finding ways to pay for their own. And you know what's funny about talking about our girls? Taylor, our oldest especially, she works at a catering place where they have weddings all the
time.
She
sees a lot of them.
She has a list of things she doesn't want because it's old and tired at weddings. She's going to have a party, she says. Yeah.
Plus the fact that if she works there, she can get a deal.
If she wants to get married there. And the other thing that can go out of the window, the bouquet and the garter toss.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You can still do it if you want, but a lot of people are like, no thanks.
Coming up next.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
Some more nitty gritty info for you on another Yellowstone spinoff. The prequel series called Bass Reeves. We know a little bit more about it. Donald Sutherland is joining the cast. Dennis Quaid was already announced. Man, Dennis Quaid in a Yellowstone show.
Dennis Quaid's made for a Western.
Thank you. And look, Donald Sutherland has proven he can do anything. Anything. I'm scared of him at times. He was in Pride and Prejudice. Crying.
He's been acting for like 70-something
years. He's 87 years old.
Is he really?
He has joined this as he's going to play a judge in the show, which makes sense. So this is called Bass Reeves, and it's an addendum to the original prequel, 1883. So it's sort of a side project of 1883. So think that time. Bass Reeves is based on a real-life character, a legendary black lawman who worked during this time as a federal peace officer in Indian Territory and had an incredible life story. And so that's it. And the show's creator, Taylor Sheridan, says what they're going to do now is they're going to change the name of it, Bass Reeves, to Lawman Bass Reeves. The first one will be about him. The next one will be Lawman something else. It's just going to be a series of lawmen during that time.
Yeah.
Look for it soon, of course, on Paramount.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Proof that this is one of the funnest weeks of the year.
Most fun?
Most fun-ist.
This week, wow, what a week. It starts today's May the 1st.
Yeah.
And then on Thursday, it's Sam's favorite day of the year, Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you.
Will you dress up ever? I know you bring your trinkets here, usually.
Trinkets.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Those are.
I'm going to leave the room now.
Those are lightsabers.
Yes.
Or lightsaber.
What do you call them then? Accessories?
Weapon.
Oh, okay.
The weapon of a Jedi.
Remember, Jody, his is a real lightsaber.
Yeah.
Not a lifesaver, a lightsaber. Okay, will you bring this?
No, I'm not going to bring all that
in. You usually do.
You want me to, I will, but...
The reason I ask is because I usually really enjoy wearing the Chewbacca mask.
Oh, you want the mask?
It's the one we gave you.
Yeah.
Okay, Sam, so Star Wars Day is on Thursday, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I want a Game of Thrones Day. I think that the HBO needs to work on that for all the Thronies of the world.
What would you
I
do on Game of Thrones Day?
Bring my trinkets.
Is there a day mentioned in there that's something big?
What do you mean?
There's no day name mentioned day? In the whole series. Well, name day can be anybody's birthday. But there's no like origin of the Dragon Day.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't care. I still want a day. But the reason I bring it up, because it's so cool when these things, and they happen back to back every year. And then on Friday, what a great day for Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Friday. And I want to say, and they're already up online for you at MurphySamAndJody.com, our Cinco de Menu recipes. We have some good stuff there.
Yeah.
My favorite being, it's not called the Murfarita anymore, but Murphy's old margarita recipe. It's the best one I ever had.
Yeah, Murfarita's just got a ring to it.
It does.
Even with you not drinking, I still think Murfarita is just, I know what it means.
It wasn't mine, though. It really was a Randy Rita.
It became
my
yours.
My friend Randy.
It became yours.
Yeah.
It's the best homemade margarita I've ever had. I've watched it being made 100 times at Randy's house and when you used to make them at home, Murphy.
You can make them without alcohol, too.
It's true. He used to make the girls, our kids. Here's one for you without alcohol.
Yeah, they're just not as much fun.
They're delicious. It's fresh ingredients. It's not a pitcher and it's not a mix.
Yeah.
It's fresh ingredients. That and a lot of other stuff, okay, online for you. Guacamole and...
Don't forget fajitas for one.
I wasn't going to do it, but Sam's fajitas for one. All at MurphySamAndJody.com.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, we all know about Bed Bath & Beyond closing and liquidating. Did you hit it this weekend, Sam?
Sure did.
What?
10-20%. That's everything in there.
We're going to get to that then. But number one, want to say that Jenny Craig planning to close weight loss centers across the country, 600 of the brick and mortar locations. In fact, they're moving to an e-commerce model, which means they're laying off a lot of people after 40 years of being in business in brick and mortar, where you could go in and meet with a diet counselor. Right. That business also changing. Number two, lots of crazy weather across the United States over the weekend. And Palm Beach, South Florida, did you see the tornado that picked up cars? Someone in a car got it on video and it's viral. You know, I mean, it damaged homes and power lines and serious stuff, but a driver caught the moment where a tornado just picked up a car or two and just tossed them in the air like...
That's just amazing.
Like they're toys. Yeah. And no one was hurt in that particular incident.
Good.
It's one of the most viral little crazy things you will see today. And number three, how about this one? A fog of bees halted the PGA Tour briefly this weekend. PGA Mexico Open. A fog of bees just swarms onto the green. Huh. And all the players and all the everybody else, everybody hits the ground.
Well, yeah.
As they should.
Uh-huh.
The bees said, nothing here for me. And they swarmed away. No one was stung.
So it was bees, not birdies.
Correct.
Three things to know today. We started off this week the most delicious way. Jody made the Murphy's peanut butter balls, the ones that Murphy, you said,
lunchroom
ones from your childhood.
Yeah, I started Googling around. I don't know. I was feeling kind of retro and wanted to taste that.
And we've been waiting, 2 months now for Jody to make these?
1 week.
Okay, 1 week. Sorry.
I just kept forgetting.
And it's peanut butter, powdered milk, and honey.
Yeah. Here's what's up. I'd never made these before. I don't know that I want... I wasn't planning to make them again, except that you're all about them.
They are unbelievable.
I made them last night and rolled them into balls and put them in the fridge and told Murphy they were there, and I went to bed. So I haven't even heard what the critic over here.
Yeah. Well, for starters, do you know how difficult it was to wait 20 minutes for those things to set?
Yeah. You have to roll them up, and then you put them in the fridge for 20.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they are delicious. I loved it.
But?
They're not...
She told me this was coming.
I don't see this as a negative because I love them. It's not.
Here comes the management trick, and that it's all how you set it up.
Jody, these are delicious. Thank you for making these. However,
it has nothing to do with you. I think this recipe is not the recipe that my school used.
Oh.
That's all. They're very good, though.
Your
Phoebe
school
and
probably
I,
had some. I don't know, special ingredients that I don't have in the kitchen.
So, you know, Phoebes and I both were chowing down on them last night, and they are delicious. Look, that's not going to stop me from eating them. I think I've found a great new treat. Yeah. What I'm most excited about now is finding another recipe.
I've never had these before, and it was so good. Yeah. I mean, it's like perfect.
Let me tell you something, though. I have made a lot of stuff. I've been in the kitchen since I was a kid. My dad was like, you need to learn how to cook. And so I've always made stuff. I have never, for one recipe, used so much honey that I can remember.
How much was it?
It's a cup of honey.
Yeah.
Anytime you use honey to bind stuff, it's like it's half a cup.
Yeah.
Out of just weird pouring a whole cup of honey on top of a bunch of peanut butter.
That's the only thing that I think is the overkill, because it's really, have you tried one yet?
No.
Oh, you haven't. Then you'll notice it doesn't need that much honey. I think you could cut the honey in half. Seriously, I think the honey, because the honey is what's kind of, I know they use it to bind, but it's a little too much.
Oh, man.
There it is.
All right, well, they taste great to me.
Okay,
I don't think they taste fantastic, but if you're asking what the difference is between what the cafeteria did and what you made.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they used that much honey in the cafeteria back in the day.
Yeah.
Get the recipe. I rolled yours in sugar. Apparently you can roll them in anything you want.
Good.
MurphySamAndJody.com.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider at 7:20.
Coming up next, though, from our Instagram and Facebook pages, a personal message for you, Sam, about your family.
Reach out to us. We love to hear from you. 877-310-4MSJ. You can call, you can text, or, of course, always hit us up on Facebook or Instagram.
Social media connect.
From our Instagram messages, Alicia sent us a picture of her bearded dragon. But there's more. Hmm. It says, I got my beardy Drekki, D-R-E-K-I, dragon wings. I thought you would like to see him wearing them. There's a picture of a bearded dragon, just like the one we have, Murphy Nugget, but with wings on its back.
Looking like
one of Khaleesi's baby dragons.
How are they attached? So I guess it's got to be in a way that's a comfortable little. And safe for the beardy, right?
Please. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm sure she doesn't leave the wings on all the time.
Although that would be funny to look over into the aquarium and see a beardy with wings on.
Especially somebody visiting the house.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
You could tell them, oh, yeah, that's a real dragon.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't know they existed.
Put a little sign on the terrarium, look out for fire.
Yeah. Don't touch
fire
dragon.
Fire hazard. Don't say Dracarys. Okay, so thank you for that, Alicia. You made my day with it. From our Facebook messages, this is for you, Sam, from Juan. Hey, guys.
Hey, Juan.
This is for Sam. I was catching up on podcasts, and I heard about your parents, Sam, going on their honeymoon to Monterrey, Mexico, because that is exactly where I currently live. So if you're ever interested in coming to visit, I will be more than happy to take you on a tour of the cool places we have here. Maybe you can share some of their pictures and I can take pictures of those places.
Wow.
That was so much fun to hear about your parents. I love the show. I've been listening to you guys since 2018.
Wow.
Podcast specifically.
Thank you.
Well, Juan, if you can get a picture of...
Where was
it? Horseshoe, Horsetail Falls.
Oh.
That's the one they always talk about.
Cool. And the funny thing about your parents going on their honeymoon to Mexico to me is bring everybody in.
Okay. They were married in September of 63, 2 months before Kennedy was shot.
Uh-huh.
They went to Mexico. Lee Harvey Oswald was in Mexico supposedly at some point.
And your parents
there.
Were from New Orleans.
And my parents had gotten passports or something in New Orleans where Lee Harvey Oswald apparently got his.
Right. They might have been on the same flight.
And so the FBI actually came and talked to my dad and was like, Did you see this man? Did you run into him in the office there?
Right.
Blah, blah,
so your
blah.
Dad was questioned in the assassination.
But only if he had seen Lee Harvey.
It's true. Okay. Thank you, Juan. We love hearing from you and you know it.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
I've got some news about actor Richard Madden, who... Ladies and gents, if you can't place him, he was Robb Stark in Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a new show on Prime, and it's a spy show called Citadel.
Tell me you've never felt like you should be somewhere else. Doing something else.
Oh.
Tell me you've never seen my face before.
I've seen your face before.
I was in a train.
At the Red Wedding.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
Oh.
You know who else is in this?
Yeah.
Priyanka Chopra Jonas. And that is her new professional name since she married Nick Jonas. Okay, so this show, it's about a global spy agency, the Citadel, and their agents, the agency's gone away, and their agents' memories have been wiped clean, but then they need to bring them back. It's kind of clever
cool.
and smart. Do you know the reason I'm bringing this up at all?
Mm-mm.
There are rumors.
Because it's new on Prime?
It is new on Prime. I think it's like episodes drop on Fridays. Oh. There's a third episode coming this week. There is rumor now, real and serious rumor, that Richard Madden, since we've seen him be a spy, is in contention for the next Bond.
Oh, no, see, now he would be a good one.
He would.
That's almost an obvious choice.
If Idris Elba's not going to do it, I'm good with Richard Madden.
Yeah.
Right? So if you haven't checked it out, by the way, it's really good. It looks every episode looks like a movie. It's called Citadel.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam did something this weekend, Murphy, that you and I should have done, saving 20%. Okay, Sam, I mentioned to Murphy this weekend that I almost want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond and see if this liquidation sale is legit. And of course, we didn't. But
well,
you
I did. Yeah, it's legit. It's
what?
Just, when I walked in and I saw the signs saying 10% off, most of the stuff was 10% or 20%.
See, that's not a lot.
I thought about you and the estate sales.
Yes.
You know, the first day, it's yeah. you know, and by the end of the weekend, everything is like, get this out of here.
The trick to that, though, is by the end, it'll be 50 and 60% off,
right.
But it'll be the junk.
But nothing will be left.
Well, yeah, it'll be the junk.
Yeah, well, most of the store is still there. The one I went in, it's
yes.
pretty
yeah.
much everything is still there, but everything's got a 10% or 20% tag.
Everything.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, okay, there were a few things that
my heart is starting to race, but... Did you buy anything?
Well, I was looking for a comforter, and, you know, me, Murphy, I went to the UGG section.
Ah, yes, right. How was that?
Oh, it was wonderful at 20% off.
No kidding.
Yeah. Oh, you bought you an UGG comforter? Is that what you did?
Well, yeah.
Oh, you did buy an UGG comforter.
Yeah. Seems I was going to buy one of those other regular ones, but it's like the UGG ones are a little more, but they were 20% off, so
it's like buying a regular one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Murphy's favorite blanket in life. Can I tell Sam this?
Sure.
It's his UGG blanket that I gave him, and he calls it his
magic sleeping blanket.
Magic sleeping blanket.
It is.
Is he three?
It is when, magical.
When
it
he's
is.
Under that, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, my big heavy comforter is an UGG one. It's like, it's really, oh, it's so soft
hot.
And comfy.
Yeah.
But it's hot right now, so I got a thinner
one. You got a light one.
A thinner UGG blanket.
UGG summer.
Yeah.
At 20% off?
Yeah.
Okay, is the store a mess?
No, it's like nothing has happened yet except a bunch of signs have been put out that say 10 and 20%. It was still loaded up. Now, they did have a little section with like all the holiday stuff for 50%.
Oh!
I mean, like Halloween, Christmas, so all that stuff.
Exactly how much time did you spend in there, Sam?
All weekend.
I had to walk past that to get to the UGGs.
Sure you did.
But there's not that much holiday stuff.
Fine. You went to the one near your house?
Yeah.
I know which one you went to.
While it's still open.
So, are you going to let Gus sleep on this blanket or not?
Oh, yeah, actually, he already has.
Oh, well, there you go.
Aw, sweet.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, follow me here. I want you to imagine, like, inviting your whole family over. You baked them a cake or something.
Yeah.
And you served it to them, and then the flour was contaminated, and everybody got sick.
Ah, so it worked.
That's what could happen.
It sounds like a horror movie, actually.
Number one story is that General Mills is recalling several types of their flour right now because they could be contaminated
metal,
and are
right?
contaminated with salmonella. Gold metal flour. 2, 5, and 10-pound bags of bleached and unbleached all-purpose flour. Check the use-by date. And
another reason online, to use White Lily.
Go online to see which ones. It's pretty specific.
Yeah.
Number two, Uber has released their 7th annual lost and found list. The usual suspects, jackets, phones, jewelry, laptops. But the weird stuff, 16 ounces of fake blood. A Danny DeVito Christmas ornament. And a lightsaber.
Wow. Ooh,
things that get left in Ubers.
Wow.
And number three, today, I didn't know this day existed, is School Principal's Day.
Mm.
Talk about the most mysterious person on any school campus. There are stories about them. And the job has changed a lot over the years, they say. You know, it used to be kind of like just a discipline thing, and now it's daily administration.
Oh, yeah. They're the leaders.
They
absolutely.
Are, and the biggest mysteries and the biggest legends about principals. Happy School Principal's Day.
Three things to know today.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Powered by Dairy Queen.
There's a rumor going around that Starbucks is going to start charging extra for stuff that they've done for free to this point. Stuff
right.
like no ice, light ice, or no water in their refresher drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Charging more for light ice or no ice?
Yeah.
For reducing?
Before, when you order, you say, I want no ice or light ice. It's just, okay, sure, no problem. But
as
now,
a consumer, you know, you think we would, I would complain, but I will say this. If you were them, you have to fill those cups up so you're giving more drink.
I've always wondered
that light
about
ice or no ice.
Any restaurants. Whenever I hear somebody say, I want a Coke, no ice, it's like, well, you're getting more
Coke. It's like
Coke.
Two Cokes.
Yeah. So, anyway. Part of the reason they think is because they figured out at Starbucks, you know, all the modifiers, like, can you get an extra shot of this or an extra spritz of that?
Mm-hmm.
They make a buck or two off of each one of those. Apparently, they made $9 million last year off all that stuff. So, you know, why not charge for ice? Just saying. And by the way, it is a rumor at this point. But the rumor is it'll be next week.
And it costs, if you're a business person, it also costs them to keep the ice.
Yeah, ice
frozen.
Ain't free.
Ice is not free.
Do you like pink Starburst? Apparently there's that pink Starburst subculture.
They're the best ones.
Yeah, well, you got some good news for you. You know the drinks stuff you put in your drinks?
The flavor,
water
flavoring.
You call
flavoring.
These things, miso, miro, mio,
yeah.
mio.
Yeah.
Starburst is coming out with one, just pink.
Thank you.
It's going to be the same flavor as the pink Starburst. In fact, it's called All Pink Strawberry flavor.
Is it really? Zero sugar?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Zero sugar.
Winning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So look for that soon. Frank's Red Hot. Oh, this is really cool, too. I want to try these. Pizza rolls. You know what pizza rolls are. Frank's Red Hot's getting into the pizza roll game.
Mm.
Red Hot snack rolls. They got buffalo chicken style, buffalo style chicken, and also hot ranch and bacon snack rolls.
Well, here's the question. All right. I know you love pizza rolls. Can you eat those? Because you don't, Sam, you don't like it hot.
No, this is okay. This isn't hot. This is just, you know, okay.
Fake hot.
Yeah, fake hot. And you may have seen this one, too. Wendy's is going to be selling chili in grocery stores soon.
I did see it.
They're in a can.
They're canning it up, and it's going to be with beans. There's no beans one. There's just with beans.
Is that how they serve it in the restaurant?
Yeah, I think that's how, if you order it, it is served.
I have no clue. Somebody's an expert over here.
Well, I used to do that when I was going to college. That was my thing.
And this Saturday is the inauguration, but it's the coronation for Charles.
King Charles.
The official coronation recipe or dish is a quiche.
Okay.
Oh, lovely.
Spinach and cheese quiche. The recipe does call for fava beans and tarragon.
Yeah.
You know what today is the start of, right?
Well,
for me at
May.
Least. Yeah, May. It's the last week of school for my daughter, Maddie.
Same.
Yeah.
For our Murphy. Like, Phoebe's last
boom,
week.
Boom, all of a sudden it's here.
Yeah. I know.
And then graduation and then the rest of the life.
Yes.
Is that how you put
how that
it?
Works?
I can't figure out. I think she is in sort of a limbo and sort of at war with herself about it because I know she's happy about it, about school ending.
Yeah.
But... And she can't wait to get a bust out of there every day and, you know, wants to drag getting there in the mornings. But it's also she realizes that she's not going to see her friends every day now.
Yeah.
Which is the beauty.
It's been
high school.
You know, for me as a parent, it's been coming. You know it's coming. Mm-hmm. But then it's like when you get the weekly note from the principal and it's like, this is the final week for seniors. It's like, whoa.
I know.
It just throws you. It's like, oh, it's over now.
Can you imagine being a teacher or an administrator at a high school trying to just even handle seniors on these last couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Because they are not there for it. They're not in it anymore. Well, it's senioritis.
You know what to expect.
Yeah. Do y'all have exams next week? Because Maddie's got this week and then 2 days of exams next week.
No. They're testing this week, but she's not testing. The school is testing. She's done with everything.
Oh.
Literally think she's there just... being there.
Oh. Wow.
From what I
school's
understand.
Doing the testing for the next grade thing, you know, and then then her finals follow that.
Maddie, today they get to today is college day. You get to wear a sweatshirt or t-shirt from your college.
Phoebe's too.
And then they take a big picture of all the seniors in their college shirts, which is really cool.
That is cute.
And they get to walk the hall, you know, and all the kids come out and clap and it's like, yeah, seniors.
Yeah, I don't know if Phoebe's doing that, the senior walk, but she had senior breakfast last week.
Yeah.
It is just a special spot in time. And the only difficult thing for students everywhere is all this fanfare and all this hoopla and then graduation, which is the biggest fanfare. And then
poof,
crickets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
Welcome to life.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
Some of your favorite TV shows when they just stop coming your way, like Yellowstone. Well, that's because of a conflict between Kevin Costner and the creator, Taylor Sheridan. But there are other shows that you want. You want them every week, right, Sam?
Mm-hmm.
You want them in your streaming. There's a looming writer's strike, and the deadline is midnight tonight. 20,000 members of the Writers Guild of America. That means your favorite TV shows and movies and everything entertainment based.
So if the writers go on strike, they stop making episodes.
They stop writing.
Right.
Without a story, it doesn't matter who shows up on a set.
Well, and remember, that's happened a number of times over the years
right.
with different TV shows where, like, entire seasons were delayed starting weeks because of it.
And then you lose audience when that happens because people just go back and binge their old things. Anyway, everybody's fearful because 90% of the members are on board for this for better compensation. Somebody who weighed in, Seth Meyers, said, and he's a former SNL writer,
mm-hmm.
he says the demands are not unreasonable. They are the backbone of story. And they want some better wages.
Yeah.
Also, the Met Gala is tonight. Biggest celebrities dress up in these crazy, impractical outfits. It's at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. It, you know, it benefits the Costume Institute, which is why it's so crazy costumey.
Okay.
You'll see all the crazy outfits tonight and tomorrow online.
Earlier, Jody was saying that some of the very traditional wedding practices are kind of going out the window now.
It's out.
Our daughters, Taylor and Phoebe, asked me the question. I think it was Phoebe's actually asked the question. Why? What is this thing with the garter coming off? Because they just don't, they don't get it. They don't. They think it's really weird. And I honestly didn't have an answer for it.
I always thought that was about the wedding night.
Yeah, you know, what's funny is it's so old, nobody knows why.
That's my point, right, exactly.
So let's quit.
Right. I remember being a little girl seeing that happen at a wedding reception going, oh my gosh, that's a lot of leg I'm seeing. And all the men are like, woohoo!
Yeah. And I knew it was the healthy, like, they're the next to get married, you know?
Allegedly.
The whole next to get married thing. Yeah.
I think that is part of it, too. Boy, that's pressure, huh?
Is it still a thing to have something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue?
If you are a traditional bride, I think a lot of brides get married now and they don't have that, and it's fine. None of that hokey, superstitious stuff has anything to do with making a marriage work. It doesn't. Now, it makes a fun thing. I mean, I don't know. I thought that was kind of sweet. But
it's like the rituals you got to do at the reception, almost.
Right.
Some of those are fun. You know, I like feeding Jody cake. Did you like me feeding you cake?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
Note to self.
But, you know, we were very non-traditional, I think, in ours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the traditions have changed to the point where you have a lot of these weddings that are being done now as kind of like
parties.
Resort getaway party vacation, you know, kind of things where they're being done on, you know, Cozumel or something like
that. The destination wedding is a tricky thing because you need to be careful because there are people who really want to be there. And unless you're footing the bill, you're asking them to spend money to be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know of someone who did a destination wedding and she did not realize that it was a strain for some of the people that she invited. It was a financial strain for some of the people who were in the party who had to buy a dress and bring their families to travel there.
Yeah.
And so it's just something to think about. Mm-hmm. And I love it when a wedding is more of a party and it feels like that.
Yeah,
because it just feels more intimate and it takes the pressure off of the bride and groom to be so get everything right. It doesn't matter. There's no wrong way to do your own
right
way to do it.
Sure.